who seem like you got a mouthpiece on you though. So
whoa, you can't what are you talking about? You can't just
right. What y'all talking about? Like you.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Now tuning in to the Awkward Thinking Podcast.
Chia. Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Steve.
What up, I'm Liz.
You forgot.
I had a slow moment. Maybe I am nervous.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that in a bag of chips. Awkward Thinkers! Woo! White people claps in the building. Yeah, we are. You saw our buttons. I know it sounds very cringy, like when it's going down.
She's looking like, what the fuck?
They're probably wondering like who we talking to. So tell the people who you is and who you ain't.
What's up, y'all? My name is Savannah. I am a celebrity chef in Dallas, Texas. If y'all want to follow the food truck page, it's Over the Top, OVERTHATOP experience. And then my private chef page is Chef Over the Top.
So how does it feel to be the Beyonce of your friend group?
I don't think I'm the Beyonce of my... I don't think I'm the Beyonce of my friend group. I look at all of my friends like, I don't care what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'm a private chef. Yeah, I'm an entrepreneur. Yeah, I've cooked for some very known people. But I look at everybody in the world in general just like equal. Like, we all have our own hustle, our own grind, whether you're still in school, whether you're a hairstylist, whether you work a 9-to-5, a janitor. I don't care what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you're not working and you're trying to figure it out, we all equal. We all in this bitch together. Yeah. Like, ain't no titles. Ain't no Beyonce,
well,
and Solange.
That's the Michelle of this podcast. So I want to let you know. If we had a third person, they'd be Kelly. But
I'm definitely the Beyonce. I'm the Beyonce and Kelly. I'm holding up a lot.
No, he's not. Yeah. Not
my question to you though. How do you maintain that humbleness? Because I do know, like, as you do this, as you get to meet those different people, as you start breaking through these doors or opportunities, you know, sometimes your ego can become inflated, but, like, you call, like, about the homecoming stuff. You's like, oh, I got this idea for y'all. Oh, what you doing for this? And you are still, like, the Vo that, you know, we knew a few years ago.
Back in school.
You know, but I see growth and personal growth. But, you know, you still maintain those relationships the same way without that ego. How do you do that?
Just knowing that I just feel like I'm a regular, like, person. Like, people, like, when I introduce myself, people, like, I say who I am. Like, I'm Savannah. I'm a chef. You know, this is what I do. And then you got my friends who, oh, no, you're a celebrity chef. Like, shout out to Tequila. When she introduced me, she a celebrity chef. I'm like, I'm a chef. She like, no, that's my celebrity friend. But just remembering, like, how hard it was when I worked my 9-to-5. Like, it was tough. Like, it was hard. And to just know that it can be taken away at any given time, like, that just keeps me humble, because at any given time, like, he could take it away. Like, I could wake up tomorrow and shit goes downhill. You know, so just staying prayed up and remembering that I'm not better than nobody. There's no one below me. You know, there's no one above me but God. So just remembering that.
Did you encounter any challenges when trying to start your business?
So with starting my business, I didn't really have any challenges. I just knew I was going to get it. And when I say get it, I just had my mind, like, whenever I want to get something done or accomplish something, I'm going to put all my hustle into it. So I knew that eventually it's going to work out. You know what I'm saying? If God wanted to work out for me, it's going to work out. But as far as, like, challenges, like, I face challenges now. Like, listen, it's tough. Like, I run my own business. Like, everything from, am I answering the question?
Yeah,
okay. I run everything from my Instagram. I make my real videos. I record the videos. I take the pictures. I respond to my clients. I respond to my emails. I respond to my DMs. I go grocery shopping. I'm in charge of keeping up with stock, knowing when I'm running out of stuff. You know, buying the groceries. I'm in charge of all that. Like, normally it's one person with one title. I have all the titles.
Yeah.
You feel me? So that's challenging. You know, and then also teaching myself the legal way to run a business. Mm. There are a lot of people that is running business illegally, mm-hmm. as far as like not filing taxes. You know, just don't, they just don't have the, they don't have the resources. And yeah. I don't have the resources either, mm-hmm. but trying to do things the right way, because I want my children to be able to live off what I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. I want it to be generational. Like, I want to open restaurants. I want it to be bigger than a food truck, you know, bigger mm-hmm. than being a chef. So getting my ducks in a row now is the hardest part, because I don't have knowledge. Mm-hmm. So I have to go on Google. I have to, you know, teach myself. So I'm yeah. also being a student, and I'm also being a teacher, mm-hmm. all at the same time of running a business. But challenges, like, I didn't thought I plugged up my refrigerator and didn't plug up my refrigerator, and I have food in it. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm finna go to work. No, you closed today.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to reach out. People be calling me like, oh, you posted that you open. Well, things have changed. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm unfortunately closed today because blah, blah, blah. But I have technical difficulties like all the time. Mm-hmm. And I have to get my shit together, and I got to figure out, you know, what can mm-hmm. I do to be back open the next day. People think the challenge is like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But the challenge is keeping up with it, like yeah. staying in it. Like moving, mm-hmm. like it's hard. Like mm-hmm. moving from where you used to being, getting out of a relationship, it's hard. Mm-hmm. Like it's gonna be so many hards, but I think the hardest part is staying in it mm-hmm. than like starting it. You feel me? So if like for me, it wasn't as challenging like getting into what I do, but it's more challenging like actually doing it now yeah. that I'm doing it.
The upkeep. And everything.
So, yeah. All right, since you spoke about, like...
I'm going to answer the other question about the employees.
You know, since you spoke about, you know, relationships and shit like that, well, inside your answer and stuff, how is the love and hustle? You know, is it necessary when you going through it? Or, you know, because I believe it. You know, in this journey, when we've been grinding for this, for the pod and stuff like that, I don't think it serves me right now, because it's like, I can't give my attention to you right now. You know, I can't give that. I can't, you know, but, you know, it's a lonely road, you know, when you're trying to go up to the top. So I want to know what's your views on, you know, hustling, grinding, and still trying to find that love.
I think people make time for what they want.
That's not the real answer. Give me some real shit, man.
I'm being dead ass serious. So I know you just asked me a question, but... And I don't know if you can answer this, mm-hmm. but I'm still going to ask you this just like, because mm-hmm. you ahead. Feel like, you know, this is one-on-one.
Yeah.
So you said that you, it's a lonely road getting to the top, yeah. is what you said. And you don't think that you're able to give your all to someone.
I feel like.
At this time.
I feel like for myself, it's just, it don't serve me as in, it requires a lot of attention that I can't
right.
give.
For
you
sure.
know? Especially. In my viewpoint, I'm not the man where I see myself at uh-huh, right now to sure. give you a part of me. Like, I don't know if Shorty's want to be like, I was with him when he was, right. ooh, after bam. I don't want that to be a part of my story. You know
right,
what I mean?
Sense.
So that's what I, you know, that's
I
what
get
I mean.
You. I think that it's possible to hustle. Mm-hmm. I think it's possible to hustle and love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just all about the relationship and the connection that you have with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Every day we want to grow. You know, every day we want to get better. And that's something that we're going to do for the rest of our lives. Like, even when you get to where you want to be, it's still room for improvement. You should always want to be getting better every mm-hmm. day. So I feel like you're still able to love
mm-hmm.
if it works for y'all. Like, mm-hmm. whoever you messing with, they should be able to, they should understand your hustle. And if they don't mm-hmm. understand your hustle, then they not for you. You mm-hmm. got to understand the grind. You can't be blowing up my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Where you at? You know where I'm at. I'm working. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it depends on the connection. But I definitely think it's possible to love, to grow, to hustle, to work, and still be able to have a successful mm-hmm. hustle and a successful relationship.
So you feel like it never knocked you off your square?
I feel like y'all lit.
You talk about y'all lit.
What you mean when you say it?
I'm saying
like,
have
say
it.
Say the question.
Has love knocked you off your square? Has it you know, it took you, like, it was a distraction. It took you off your viewpoint. It blurred your vision.
No.
It's never blurred your vision.
I don't think love has ever blurred my vision with, because I know how to separate the two.
Mm-hmm.
I know that if I love someone, I'm in a relationship with somebody. See, my relationship with my, I have a relationship with my hustle, with my grind. That's my relationship. I know how to stay committed to that one, stay dedicated to that one. And then I also have a relationship with whoever. I don't currently have one. Let me clear the fucking air. But,
She lit out here, man.
No, I'm not. But if I was to be in a relationship with someone, that's a separate relationship. We got plenty of relationships in life that we have to learn how to juggle as one. So, love has not knocked me off my square. I don't see it ever doing it because I know how to separate the two.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want love, then why you look away? Like if I love somebody and I want to be with somebody, I'm going to make it work with whatever type of shit I got going on, you know? So
do you have a preference? Like, you know how people have a food? Do you have a preference on your mate? Like, oh, is it a woman? Is it a man? You know?
I don't have a preference.
Oh, you have a preference.
I like females and males.
So if you go to a bar, he's like, shit, I'm going to have fun regardless.
It's whatever catch my eye.
Okay.
Right. I'm not out looking though, but if I see something, I'm like, okay. If it's a female, then it's a female. If it's a male, it's a male. Mm-hmm. But I have a preference. Let me clear the air.
I don't have
a sex preference.
Okay.
Like.
So what's your ideal look?
Male or female?
Like, I'm saying, like, if a motherfucker catch your eye, what's the ideal
what's
look? What you got to look?
For a female and what's going to catch your eye for a male?
So just in that moment.
See, so like what I say
in the moment, if I'm at a party if I'm at a party and I see a male, what's going to catch my eye is the height for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like we can't be looking at each other. I got to look up, you know, I got to look up a little bit. I think I'm into chocolate now. Like growing up, I was always a light skinned guy type of girl, but chocolate, let me see.
Like chocolate,
got some type of
like blue. Like he damn near look blue.
Chocolate like. What you mean? I didn't get the joke. What's the joke?
This nigga said like the color purple. Like you know, he
like
said,
he's still black. He might be look blue. Like
I don't get it.
That's colorism. Like you know how sometimes dark. If you very very dark, you'll be tinted purple or blue. Like you kind of look a little blue or purple.
Man, just go ahead. Finish what you were saying.
I don't be getting jokes, okay? But like I said, definitely got some swag.
Mm-hmm.
Like
the Grow Sisters off Proud Family.
We off that. She's talking about her swag. Go ahead.
To me.
Swag for sure. I mean, it's only so much. Like not knowing this person, you know, I'm going based off what I see. So it's between it's. It's definitely got to have some, like, swag, like, style. Like, that's definitely going to catch my attention all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Swag. So, yes, Vince.
I was about to say, so, you seem like you got a mouthpiece on you, though.
Ooh.
So.
Whoa, you can't. What are you talking about? You can't just.
Not,
right.
What y'all talking about? Like, you, the way that you talk slick. So, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to always
what is? What are y'all, yo, where y'all head at?
Where your head at?
Because
you can't just say, oh, you look like you got a mouthpiece. We've been
at
a mouthpiece
saying,
on.
Like,
in Cleveland, when we say mouthpiece, you spit game well. You do this. You talk slick and all that.
My way of flirting is talking shit.
So mine's I was going to ask, is that like, do you feel like that's what you look for in a partner? Like somebody who can talk shit back with you or?
Yeah, but. Not on no toxic type of thing. Like, yeah, like, let's talk shit to each other. Like, I might, my way of flirting with you, if I don't know you, I'm going to talk shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just, I got to test the water, see if you're going to be real tense and, like, get disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Or you going to go with the flow. You know what I'm saying? That's how I know if it's, you know.
I always thought that was, like, a Philly cultural thing. Because, like, talking shit. Like, if a girl is talking shit to you, that's, like, flirting. When I got here to the Midwest, it was a whole different ball game. Like they don't like people to talk shit. Maybe my talking shit was a little harsh.
Yeah, it was.
What
it
you
was.
Be saying?
It was a lot. It was a lot of growth. It was a lot of growth. I came from the East Coast.
Yeah, I love talking shit.
Yeah, it's nice.
But I love talking shit. Okay, but so I feel like I didn't finish answering your question because
that's
why he's on the show. Back to meals. Okay, so teeth.
Okay.
Smile.
Mm-hmm. What if he got a gap but a nice smile?
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. That's cool. Swag. Definitely got to have some swag. Like, okay. I'll be into that. So you definitely got
to. So name brand or unnamed brand? Just in general?
I don't care. Okay. Name brand don't matter. Put that shit on. Okay. If you have to be in designer to feel like you fresh, you ain't. No. Okay. No.
You ain't no diva.
What do you say?
Basically, I've she's saying, if y'all like, niggas can look good in TJ Maxx or Marshalls.
That's what I'm saying.
You feel me? And she don't know the difference. Come on, let it.
Like, if I can take you to Walmart and say, put that shit on, and you be like, nah, take me to, let's go to Gucci. Bottega. Let's go to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then you ain't. And that's okay. Everybody don't have
that
creativity. That's cool. But you don't need designer to look fly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's. No. Female wise, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
how she cared to come out the house means a lot as well. Shape, you know what I'm saying? Like,
she love a good shape, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when a female walk past y'all and y'all like turn because y'all see her ass, I'm with her too. Like, if I'm with the guys and we.
I'm exorcist my John.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, okay. And I'm going to say to myself, like, okay, she look good. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? But. Shape, of course. And even if you don't have the best shape, you know what I'm saying? Or let me not say that. Even if you're not the thickest of the thickest or whatever the case may be, you ain't got to be the thickest of the thickest, you know what I'm saying? But that's going to also catch my eye. How she dress, you know, hair, you know, nails, like stuff like that. So really just looking at your appearance and how you care, like how much do you care about yourself? Because when you leave out the house, I'm not going to lie. I be looking a mess sometimes when I leave out the crib.
I look a mess every time I step out.
Like, for real. And I need to do better. You know what I'm saying? You have to because it makes you feel so much
better about yourself. On Instagram, I'm a catfish. On Instagram, I put some shit together and I look
good.
I am
too, though, for real, because.
No, nigga, you just came in here.
Nigga, because I know y'all had some shit. That's why I look like this, but I was finna throw on some leggings. One thing about me is I know how to turn it on and off, but sometimes I don't know how to turn it on.
It's comfort.
I love to be comfortable. Man, like, I will leggings my life. Like, leggings myself to death.
I'm a sweatpants.
But I can put some shit on with some leggings, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I really want to get dressed, like, more. Mm-hmm. I allow my work life to take a toll on how I carry myself and not necessarily how I carry myself, but how I show myself off, like, to the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, hats, like, you know.
Accessories.
Yeah, like, I got to get my hair done sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, my braids. Y'all like my braids.
It's crispy.
Yeah, thank you. Crispy. But, yeah, so just how you decided to come out to this party means a lot. Yeah. That's what's going to catch my eye.
Yeah, same. I'm a sucker for, like, a pixie cut and a fat ass.
For real?
Yeah, because either it's one or two things. The pixie cut determines if she has a fat ass or she's healing.
What do you mean by pixie cut? Because I feel like
a short
cut. Like a short cut, but it's like the finger waves kind of.
I wouldn't call that.
She healing. That's the healing cut.
I would just call it a wave cut.
Yes.
That's cap.
When women cut their hair, they healing.
You think so?
A lot of
not necessarily. Like, some people just want a fresh start. Like me, well, I ain't going to talk about when
that's
I talk about
that's the healing.
Hair, no, that's not necessarily
the pixie
healing.
Cut is an indication.
You want a new look. Like.
And a meltdown.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Like,
Go ahead.
You just want to start over. Like, you want a fresh start. That don't mean you healing.
That
maybe
fresh start is part of healing.
I get where y'all coming from, but people color their hair because they healing. Mm-hmm. People don't do their hair because they're
beard.
Healing.
Yeah. Huh? I shaved my beard. I was going through it.
Hey, sometimes you gotta, but some people cut their hair. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
But some people just wanna.
In the mic, Savannah. In the mic.
I'm sorry.
You can't be yelling at the guests.
I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying. Treat me right.
I'm sorry.
With your experiences with both men and women, or how would you describe your experiences with both men and women? Like, you've gotten to date from both pools.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts?
Who the most turnt?
Females, come on now. We turned. Like, niggas, y'all don't know what y'all want. Females, I'm a.
Then you about your to turn ass this don't podcast.
Know what you want. Listen, that's why you already done said.
I like what I like. But
you like what you like, but you don't know what you want. That's why you said that. That's you true. Can't do love and hustle because you ain't there yet in your mind.
Yeah, so I get it.
Y'all don't know what y'all want for one. So I'm gonna give a pro and I'm gonna do females and niggas.
Okay.
Females, we emotional.
Mm.
Like not too locked in, but yeah, you can get too locked in with a person.
Yeah.
But super emotional, mm-hmm. you know, but it's pros and cons to like females and males. But if I'm going to give my
opinion
and my pick, I'm gonna go with the females every time because we fun.
Yeah.
Like niggas, oh, I'm not ready to travel. I don't want to go out of town. Females, let's book a flight tomorrow. Let's go.
I feel like y'all can, because y'all got that freedom to do that.
It's not even
niggas
that.
Niggas don't got that freedom.
It's
niggas
not even work. That y'all, it's not even, traveling is not, it ain't that, it's expensive, but when I say, like, even on dates, like, just going out and exploring and just having fun, mm-hmm. whether it's a fucking picnic, whether it's going out of town, niggas don't be, it's always an excuse. I don't have the money or this. Or it's always a reason as to why they can't make it happen. Females, we gonna make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing about us. Mm-hmm. We gonna figure it the fuck out. Okay? Let me
that.
So but yeah, like
No,
we gonna figure it out for sure.
So does any of them ever cook for you? And be like, yeah, let me show you something. You know what I'm saying?
I done had some meals a couple times, okay. but I love to cook. And people think that because I like to cook, they be nervous to cook for me.
Mm-hmm.
But no, like, cook. Even if you're making me some fucking...
A sandwich. Yeah.
Because you know we...
you got this smirk on your face like you're going to get real serious.
Not real serious, but you know we talked on the phone before, you know, before we filmed this and we was discussing some things and there was a certain person I wanted to... or not maybe directly talk about that certain person, but what is something that you feel like you've been able to learn and, you know, grow through from, like, your past relationships? What are those things that you gained from that relationship?
My past relationship taught me how fucked up I was.
Mm-hmm. Damn, he was a manipulator. All right, let me.
Not okay. So it just taught me how much of an unhealed person I was. Mm-hmm. Like my relationship started when I was in college. So I'm just this free girl, you know, just live unbothered, just thinking I'm just the best me, my best version of myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't. I was this sad person, this hurt person who had so many flaws, who lacked so much. You know what I mean? And I just I'm trying to bring it back. It taught me a lot about just myself, relationships. Like it taught me a lot about life in mm-hmm. general. Like my family, you know, my childhood trauma. Like it opened my eyes to realize that I got some healing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not this perfect person. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Does that answer the question?
Yeah.
It made me want to, like, later on down the line, once I got older, because I got in a relationship, I think, in 2017.
She about to mess up her timeline.
Oh, I ain't
got to say what I'm like. 2017
makes sense. Yeah, so I was in college, 2017, just this young girl, you know what I mean? And I got older.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated college, still in the same relationship. And it's like, when you get older, it's like shit gets serious. Like all your struggles, all your childhood trauma, all that shit hit the fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it starts to affect you. You know what I mean? Before, it didn't really affect me. Like, all my flaws,
mm-hmm.
like, we think it's cute. You know what I mean? The attitude,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? The toxicness, all that. You think that's cute in your person until you get older and it's like, no, that shit's not cute. Like, now it's hurting me.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So it just taught me that, it showed me my flaws, like, for real. And it just showed me that I needed to heal. It showed me that I needed to... just be a better person, that I just had a lot of shit that I need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of stuff.
So with all of that that you learned from that, she just wanted to flex the outfit.
She did. And we gonna let you have your shine.
I was just up in the, you know.
With everything that you've learned from like that experience, how are you moving into relationships now?
She young and turned. Ain't no fucking relationships, man.
I'm not looking for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's not because I don't think that I can mix my hustle and love. Mm-hmm. It's just because what I did, I feel like my last relationship, I feel like I just got a lot of healing to do within myself. And I just want to be a better me for me and for whoever is for me, you know? So I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm not ready for one personally. Because I want to continue to learn me. Like, I still want to, and I'm going to learn me forever. Mm-hmm. But I'm not at the point where, because I want my next, I'm 27, you feel me? But what was that? I want to continue to perfect myself so that whoever is for me, whoever God brings my way, is I'm able to do right for them, you know, and be the best version of myself. I don't want to carry my trauma, you know. I don't want that to be the reason why it did not work, because of this unhealed Savannah, this hurt Savannah, who is oblivious to all of the trauma that she is that's affecting her. I don't want that to be the reason why that affects my relationship, my next relationship. So I'm just focusing on, you know, becoming a better myself.
So you're not spinning the block.
Am I not spinning the, I'm not even going to, if, I don't know. Like, I feel like my pet, I don't know. And y'all may cut this. I don't know. But
are we cutting this or is,
I'm saying, like, I'm going to answer the question. Mm-hmm. However, you can include in what you want to include in of my answer. Okay. But, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, am I going to spin the block? I'm not going to say I'm not going to spin the block or I am going to spin the block. What I will say is I do feel like there's, like, unfinished business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like my relationship ended because of, I feel like my relationship ended because God wanted me to know who I was. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he wanted me to heal. You feel me? And my issues was the reason why it ended. You know, we were young people, like young females in a college relationship. Mm-hmm. And our flaws begin to, like, grow us apart. The same thing that brought us in grew us apart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it didn't end it because I hate you. Well, for me, it didn't end because I hate you. So it's like I'm not at the point where it's like, no, I don't never want to fuck with you again, because I don't think it ended because of hate or the loss of love. It ended because you hurt me, because you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Inside.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Does that make sense?
No, for real.
Yeah. You feel like
the block, you know what I'm saying? It is homecoming weekend. Honestly.
That's what I'm saying.
It is homecoming.
I mean, I'm not 100%, I'm not 1,000% against anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a good time.
Yeah, it was, man. We
rooting,
you know,
for y'all.
I'm weak.
Oh, yeah, I am going through a little something, but yeah.
You said who? You going through a little something?
Yeah.
What you going through?
It's just a phase in my life where I put it to you like this. How do I want to break this down? It gets me so emotional. I'm just in a phase in my life where I'm trying to, the past woman, I feel like I've dealt with a lot of broken women.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's always the opposite. You know, usually it's the woman looking for the broken man to fix.
Right.
But I usually dealt with a few broken women, and I think that was to boost a lot of my insecurities to be, you know, super look into this man or something like that. Uh-huh. And, you know, some of my actions were manipulative in certain degrees. And I'm just in this phase in my life where I'm just figuring out Nas. It's a lonely road, mm-hmm. and you know what I mean? So it's like me not – it's just women that do want to be with me, but it's just like I don't think it's time. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to wind up hurting you.
Yeah,
because I'm not together fully. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
most definitely. Yeah, and I feel the same way as well. Like, I was so, like, in tune with my past relationship that I just didn't – like, I was scared. Like, when we broke up, I would, like, be so – like, I couldn't be by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could not be in a room by myself. I didn't know what would happen. I would be so scared, like, to be lonely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now – bitch, don't come to my house. Yeah. Like, stay over there. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm okay with being at home by myself. I would be scared. Like, when I first got out of my past relationship, I was in Texas, you know, and I went to Milwaukee with my family, with my auntie, and I stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I slept on her floor. I cried myself to sleep, but I was comfortable because I was around someone. Mm-hmm. I was so used to being around somebody all the time that when it was just time for me to be lonely and be by myself and learn myself, I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people be doing that. Like, a lot of people, they scared to be by themselves. Yeah. They think it's, oh, I'm lonely. And when it's time to be by yourself, you're scared.
Yeah.
You run away from that. So that's good that you are able to see that.
Yeah.
You know, that you're not ready. You
but
feel me?
And it happens with a lot of us guys, you know what I mean? Because it's you know, like you said, you was able to talk to somebody. You know, sometimes we like to hide it. Like, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, I'm good. I can shrug this off. I'm a man, da 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 da. But that shit, that's why guys take it the hardest, because they don't know how to release after a breakup. They think just fucking another shorty or doing the next thing or, all right, I'm doing better now. But it's like an energy drink. Right. You know what I mean? You drink it, you feel the energy, this and this and that, and then you crash after it.
Facts.
And you always going to need another one. So that's how it is.
Do you feel like you got an open heart at this point? Like, you feel like your heart is open?
Yeah, for sure. I think that it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it is. And that's something that I learned through my parents.
Mm-hmm.
That I can't, like, life is short. Like, we're all going through something. Like, even the riches of the riches, like, we're going through something. Like, you know, shit is not easy at all. Like, even for me, like, people think, oh, she got her own business.
Mm-hmm.
She's an entrepreneur. You know, she gets to do what the fuck she want to do. Mm-hmm. And it's like, deep down inside, this shit it's hard. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a struggle. You know what I mean? Like, if you ask me, I feel like people who got a 9-to-5, like, that shit is easier than what it is that I do. Mm-hmm. But I definitely have learned to, like, be open and just be understanding, you know, and stop expecting people to be what I want them to be. Mm-hmm. People can only be what they can, you know. So I have to learn to, or I have learned to love people, to be more understanding, to be vulnerable, listen to people, you know, listen to their heart, like listen to, you know, how they feel, like listen to their emotions, and just stop being so self-centered and thinking it's all about me and all about what I want for myself.
I respect that. That's nice.
So it's about that time.
It is.
Where we leave you with a positive message to get through the week. Special guest, what's your positive message to get through the week?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't even hear that. I'm sorry. My positive message. I would say, business wise, if you're not willing to, I don't think that's positive. That's more so advice. I would just say to love yourself, appreciate you. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't stop expecting everything to be perfect. Life is about growing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stop focusing on trying to figure it out and just allow it to flow. Be open to trial. Be open to learning. Be open to being a teacher and being a student. And just allow God to flow through you, and just don't work on, just don't try to be perfect. Just love you, be patient, be gentle with yourself, and be gentle with everybody, and give yourself the grace that you want God to give to you.
That was deep.
Was it?
Yeah, that was. Usually we tell people to clean their dick and wipe their pussy off.
Oh, at the end of this.
Yeah, go ahead.
And your slits and your parts and shit.
Yeah, love you.
Miss, what's your positive message to get through the week, man?
Just picking off of Savannah, growth is definitely uncomfortable. It's not one of them things that's going to feel the best. So as you go through life, as you grow in and everything, just keep that in mind. Like, shit not easy, so it's not going to feel easy. It's not going to be good. But coming out on the end of it, once you finish, it's kind of like, you know, the scar getting into an accident or whatever. If you break your arm, breaking your arm is never going to be easy. That healing isn't going to be easy. But once you take off that cast, you get the look, and yeah, that shit was itchy, but now you feel a whole lot better and your shit repaired. So,
and you got a little arm.
Yeah.
You got a whole arm?
A little arm.
A little arm.
Because you know it'd be in the cast. You ain't even fucking with my jokes today, bro.
I'm not really, I really don't understand.
It, you don't like comedy? Like,
I'm not really into comedy, no. But I'm also like, I ain't gonna say I'm slow, but some joke, if it's not obvious, then I ain't gonna understand. Mm-hmm. You know, you're gonna have to explain it a couple times. Yeah. Even after you explain, I probably ain't gonna know.
And I don't know, because them gloves and that fit, you look like a dominatrix.
I know.
And like Saw or something.
I do.
Or you look
I'm the young intern. My positive message to get through the week, man. These steps to whatever you're doing, the pathway is never easy. You're going to have hiccups. You might not make it in a year. You might not make it in your second year. You might make it your 10th year. You know what I mean? But along the way, pick everything. It's just molding you into the best person you could be. So that's my positive message. It was very short, sweet, simple.
Yeah,
it was nothing too much. I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
Special guest.
Chef over the motherfucking
top. Talking the motherfucking
mark. Oh, I'm sorry. Chef over the motherfucking top.
Okay. Thank you for being awkward with us. See you next week. Woo!